welcome to Trust and Evil.
I'm Bryony.
I'm Sam, and we are now on series 3, case number 4.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
We had a week off last week.
Yeah, because
I was poorly, end up in hospital.
You've still got the such look, a hypochondriac.
Like won't come off.
She's got sticky on her arm where the cannula was.
I wonder if actually, what's it called? Gel. You know the gel you put in your hands? That'll get it off.
Oh yeah. Yeah, just give it a rub.
I can, yeah, but where they put it in, it's ever so sore.
Yeah, just man up. I feel like you are now a regular at every hospital.
I know. I've been to hospital more times this year than I ever have in my life.
Literally. It's not going well for you at all at the moment.
No, it's not.
As we are talking, I am rubbing this sticky off of her arm, and I've done it, which just proves she doesn't wash properly.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Thank you. Now I've just got to rustle my papers because she's got it all over.
Because I got sticky all over the paper.
Right, so we are doing a case from Chippewell Falls, Wisconsin today.
Yeah.
We are going, should we just dive straight in?
I think so, because we've had so much time off. I don't feel like people's going to care that much.
People care. No, they don't care. People do care.
They do, actually.
No, we've got some lovely people to shout out.
We do. So we had only 2 people this week join our group, but we're thankful for them.
Join our group, Trust and Evil on Facebook, Trust and Evil on TikTok, and Trust and Evil on Instagram.
You're sitting it all out now, aren't you? You've got it going.
I've got it on each phone. I've got about 10 phones.
Yeah, but we wanted to give these people a shout out because they are Jen Shep and Naomi Patterson. Sorry. And we like to shout out the ones that actually listen to the podcast, don't we?
Yeah, don't come on the group to cause trouble.
Yeah, like, thank God. I mean, thank you for everyone that joins the group. It's great. But we love it when we get people that listen to the podcast and do a little bit of feedback or just say, like what you're doing and whatever. We love them. So we always try and give them a bit of a shout out.
Not the horrible feedback. We don't want... why is my voice going already? We don't want the horrible feedback.
No, we do mention that too. But
yeah, we do. I do. So I get right. You'll ring her. I'm like, oh my God, guess what this person said? She's like, all right, calm down.
But
they
yeah.
said... That but, they can't hear us. I'm like, I shout down the microphone.
But no, honestly, we love it when people that listen join, and we always try to make an effort to speak to them. I mean, everyone, again, we try and speak to everyone, but especially the ones that listen to the podcast, because yes. that's why we're here.
And we've got a lot on the group. We've got a few on the group that are like regulars on our group, which we should actually make the effort to shout them out as well, mm-hmm. because they are. We've got Dee. I remember Dee. Dee comments an awful lot on things.
She's brilliant.
Yeah, so we've got a few that actually make the effort to, you know,
we love that. It's just interaction, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right. Let's dive straight in. So, like I said, we're at Chippewell Falls, Wisconsin, and we're talking about a little girl called Lily Peters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Lily was I say, because it's a terrible case. Lily was bright, smart, funny. She was athletic. At a young age, she loved gymnastics. She was doing gymnastics ever since she was sort of little. She was so, and the pictures of her, she just looks so cute and just lovely. She got the most gorgeous smile ever. Aww. So I will post pictures of her because it's lovely. Everyone that knew Lily said she was kind, caring, and had such a beautiful smile. I said that. She went, yeah, she does, see?
Mm-hmm.
Lily's dad had full custody as her mother had been charged with theft after applying for credit cards in her own mother's name and spending on them £8,000 on credit cards. She also stole from her aunties and uncles.
Right. Do we know if... I know there's a lot going on there, but was she a good mum?
No, I don't think so. I want to say it was drugs. And I just think she was there, but she wasn't there.
You
know what it's like when... I mean, you can, like we said before, you can do drugs and still keep your children, but what sort of life have they got?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what's going... I mean, if you're doing these things, there's a reason behind it, whether it's drugs or not, there's a reason behind it, and they usually aren't good, are they?
No, exactly. And you're not there for your child on a daily basis. I mean, if you're just monged out on the sofa or panicking about your next fix, your child's not getting the attention and the love they deserve, are they?
No.
So Lily's mum wasn't the best role model, and she was fighting her own demons with drugs and alcohol. So, you know, she was just. But I mean, it's lovely that even if you've got a mum that is a drug addict and they're around, and I suppose at least they're around.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, some parents just are not around, are they?
Yeah, you know? Drugs are first and that's it. That's not always the case.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But more often than not, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So around 3 p.m. on the 24th of April 2022, this is a very recent case,
mm-hmm.
Lily went missing. Lily went to her auntie's home and left at around 3:45 to go home. It was about a 10-minute bike ride, so there's 2 routes she could have took. She took the longer route. But there was like a direct route to her house.
Okay, was she close to her auntie, do we know? Was the auntie sort of like, come here because your mum's monged out?
Yeah, no, no, no. I think her aunt, I think it's her auntie on her dad's side.
Right.
And I think they were really close, sort of just, they did a lot together, you know?
Okay.
Like they would just go there just to play with the other kids for an hour and then go home, sort of thing. But Lily's dad was like, come home at this time. So, and I imagine that the mum knew, you know, it's 3:45, you've got to leave to go home. You know, so Lily lived with her father. He waited to report her missing and reported her missing at 9 p.m. as he thought she had lost track of time. When he did call the police.
Sorry, I forgot the time that she left.
What was 3:45 and he reported her missing at 9. I think, I don't know, it's difficult, isn't it? Because I think if you're trying to get hold of other parents, maybe she's got a few friends and some of them aren't answering. Maybe you're not going to think the worst, are you? You're going to think...
I do understand that, but being so young,
I
that was a bit of a red flag to me. Not that I'm saying the dad is a bad dad, but for me, that just...
Yeah.
Because I was like, I forgot the time. I didn't actually forget it. I knew it, but I thought I'd got it wrong.
Yeah, because he didn't report her missing till 9. I think you've got to give him the benefit of the doubt, as in he... honestly didn't think the worst and just assumed he, and also as well, the person that killed her, I don't know if they thought that he was with her, and if he was older,
right.
So they could have
didn't think she was on her own.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not 100% sure on that. That's just me speculating on that part, but maybe I think that could have happened. So like I said, 9 o'clock he reported her missing. Like I said, he thought she'd lost track of time. When he did call the police, they said no Amber Alert could be issued. Now,
why?
There's loads of things that go into an Amber Alert. So there's rules of an Amber Alert. So normally you have to have a suspect that you're looking for, or a car that you're looking for.
That does make sense, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't agree with that. I think that if a child goes missing, it doesn't matter. You should be able to say that child's got these clothes on, they look like this, and they're missing.
They've got that look bike in this area.
Yeah, look for them. That's personally how I feel. But
it makes sense to me, as in, like, if you're looking for a suspect, there's more details, there's more things to look out for. But at this stage, I guess, devil's advocate, they don't know that she's been taken. They don't know that anything sinister's happened to her. But I totally
always
agree.
Always fear the worst, though, I think.
Yeah.
Like, police...
fear the worst, hope for the best.
Yeah, like, police deal with crimes all the time. I think just fear the actual worst. Sorry, that's my phone going off.
How rude.
I'm ever so sorry. Yeah, so I just think with Amber Alerts, it's so frustrating. I think if you can just put the suspect's profile out,
mm-hmm.
and that's all you need just to get people looking, you know?
Yeah.
Because children do just wander off sometimes and they lose track of time and they're at the park and it might not be dark yet and you don't know the time,
yeah.
you know? But even someone could walk past and be like, oh my God, by the way,
they're being looked for.
You're
yeah.
looking, are you, like, you know, basically, are you supposed to be at home? Because actually an Amber Alert went out and you know.
Or even if you don't talk to the child, because I know sometimes that can be dicey. Some people aren't comfortable doing that. You can ring the police and I've seen this girl. Matches the description. She's in such and such park or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so obviously everyone's now looking for Lily. The family are out. They're all looking for her. They're all, you know, everybody's out looking for her. Imagine friends and
everyone,
yeah, exactly. So Lily's dad came across her bike, so he found her bike, and I think that's when he thought, shit. And it was in the woods as well, sort of just on the outskirts of the woods.
Oh, that's
her bike
not
was found.
Good, is it?
No, her body was found in the woods in Chippewell Falls. I don't know what time her body was found. I couldn't get that.
Right,
but the police found her body.
Thank God it wasn't her dad.
I know.
Her dad's not the suspect.
No. Now, obviously, if you don't like child abuse and don't listen to this bit, skip forward sort of like 20 seconds maybe. So she had been beaten, strangled to death, then raped. Mm-hmm. Then they obviously raped her after she'd been killed. So there's necrophilia going on. I don't know if they tried to rape her before, but they definitely raped her after. Now, with 14,000 people living in a community, everyone is affected by this.
Yeah.
It's a little girl. I mean, she's so young.
Yeah. It is sad. It's completely sad, but it's not just that. I guess there's fear for the other children in the community. There's sadness for the family. Mm-hmm. It's just horrific in so many different ways.
Yeah, and the way she was killed, I think the crime scene was pretty bad as well, because I think she'd been beaten.
She suffered.
Really been beaten, yeah.
Oh, that's horrendous.
And who did this to her? he is a lot older. She is only 10 and she's tiny. Like, I'll post pictures of her. She's a small 10. She's not, you know, a big girl. She's titchy tiny. So the police are looking for suspects and they come across Lily's cousin. So he's 14-year-old and he was only known by his initials at first because obviously he's 14. Yeah. So it was sealed and that was CPD. So he was known. Everyone was saying, you know, this boy, CPD, has been, you know, and it was quite quick as well. So he was set on a £1 million bond and the judge granted him bail. Just, I'm lost for words to admit Lily's death was so heinous. And I think it's such a kick in the teeth for the family for him to be granted bail.
Yeah.
He's a dangerous person.
Yeah. But also for the dynamics of the family, like, this is part of their family that done that. Yeah. And somewhere there's a mum of this 14-year-old.
That's got to have him back.
Yeah. And the other family have to live with knowing that another family member has him in the house. Yes.
I don't know how the dad didn't lose his temper.
Oh my God, just go around there and beat 10 bells of shit into him.
I just don't know. It's just horrible, isn't it?
Not that I condone hitting children.
No.
But how it's, I mean, whoever would hurt your children, you just want to, like, rage on them, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly. So he had been known to say to Lily that he was going to hurt her before. And I believe other family members knew this as well. This was sort of common knowledge. I imagine he'd said it. She'd run to her dad or her auntie, maybe, and said, you know, CPD has said he's going to hurt me.
Do you think it was believed? Do you think that this was even a thought that, you know?
I don't know, really, because I think, like, I look at my nephew and my daughter, they just do not get on at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he would say that, but I wouldn't take it as if he was going to kill her.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, calm down.
Yeah. No, similar.
But there's a massive age gap. She's 10 and he's 14.
Yeah.
It's a big age gap, isn't it?
Yeah, especially at that age. Like, if it was 20 and 24, you wouldn't think it so much. No. But at this sort of, like, developmental stage, it's big.
Yeah, exactly. He told police that he wanted to rape and kill Lily. So he was completely open.
So he did. He wasn't denying.
No, he said. So again, if child cruelty affects you, then skip forward probably,
It's hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I know when podcasts get it correct, I'm like, how do you know? They must do it.
They paused it and went back. They've got better. They're more sufficient in their skills than we are.
Yeah, definitely. So he said he punched her, then pushed her to the ground, hit her with sticks. And then strangled her after this, he sexually assaulted her.
Oh, God.
He was up for three counts it was up for three counts. So first degree murder, first degree sexual assault, first degree sexual assault on a child under the age of, I don't know, is it 13? I don't know what it is in America. He had 13. Now he...
Was he... Oh, yeah, you're probably going to get to it, but was he tried as a child?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
I don't. And also as well, we'll find out his name because his records were unsealed as well. So I think that means that he wasn't tried as a child, but forgive me if I'm wrong on that. Now, as he is a minor, he could have his case moved to juvenile court. Here we go. I didn't put it in. So he could have his case moved to juvenile court. Obviously, this would be better for him as he wouldn't actually get a sentence. He would get rehabilitation.
Right.
So he wouldn't be in for long.
Yeah. He could, like, go and live another life. Do we know the outcome of this?
He's been, this is quite quick. It was I think they had all their ducks in a row, as you say. They were like, we're gonna get you, go to court, blam. But yeah, so anyway, he could have had a rehabilitation program. Obviously he wouldn't have had to do any sentences. I think juvenile, obviously no one wants to go to prison.
No,
but I think juvenile,
It's a different ball game completely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not as bad. So his crime would have been sealed as well. So when he's 18 or whatever, no one would have known.
Go live your life, like you.
It's massively. It's scary to think.
It is. I do believe that some people can be rehabilitated. I do.
Not when you do this, though.
But this kind of thing, so sinister, so graphic, at 14. And. Like, he said for a while that he was going to hurt her and stuff. Like, this was, it was in him before. This wasn't just something that happened. He had a thought and he carried it out. This was with him.
Yeah.
Like, this boy is sick.
I know. Yeah, exactly. And if you're just apparently rehabilitated, I'm doing air quotes there, and then let out to the big wide world, like, you are, you're not going to change. I don't care what anyone says. Paedophiles and shit don't change, and that's what he is.
James Bulger, look at one of them, to all intents and purposes that we know, has sort of lived an okay life. The other one,
do we know that though? He might be.
I don't know. I don't. Yeah, but I know one for sure has been in prison several times
and had child porn.
And
yeah,
I just think that the chances of them being completely rehabilitated to where they can live without hurting anyone else, though not impossible, very, very
look
small.
At James Bulger's killers, right? So you could be with him, the one that's sort of okay.
Mm-hmm.
He could never tell you, and you could never find out.
And you could never know, yeah.
You wouldn't know. You could go on to have children with him. And if I found out something like that,
10 years down the line,
hell,
yeah,
I'd kill him. Like,
that is the thing there, isn't it? Because it's almost like you're taking someone's choice away by withholding that knowledge.
Yeah.
If they knew what you'd done before, would they choose this life with you?
Exactly. You wouldn't.
And I think that's unfair. Yeah. I think if they're up front and be like, this is this, and you still choose to go on that way, yeah, more power to you.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you didn't know, and then it came to you that this was the life, I just think that's such an awful thing to do with someone, because you are taking their freedom of choice
and
away.
And also as well, like, no, I don't care what anyone says, no child is safe around somebody that has done heinous things to children. No. Like James Bulger, if nobody knows, he was kidnapped from a shopping mall, and they abused him terribly. They killed him by throwing rocks and stuff at him, mm-hmm, didn't they? It was just awful.
It was a horrible
And he was
story.
Only 2 years old.
And he wasn't the only story that we've heard like that, where like the offenders have gone to like juvie or whatever and then gone on to reoffend. There's so many stories like it, and it's so sad.
I don't honestly do not think paedophiles can be, and that's what they are. If you abuse a child in any way, in some form or fashion, you are a paedophile.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I just feel like that is what you are. Because what name is it? Apart from, if you have just abused them verbally and are, you know, maybe hit them and stuff, it's still classed.
It's still abuse.
Yeah, exactly. So you're just not normal. They shouldn't be in our society. There should be like a little house where you can house them.
No.
And lock them up forever, and they can just all live together.
No. And you can only make an informed decision if you have all the information.
Exactly.
And people like this that don't choose to share it with their significant others or people around them, it's not real. It's not an informed decision. You're taking someone's rights away. That's really hit me. You're taking someone's rights away to make an informed decision, and it's not right.
And they, like I said, they can go on to marry you, have children with you.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you may die and never know. But if you find out at some point.
I reckon you were going to find out at some point, because their names get leaked at some point.
Yeah, now more so than like in the past.
Like, go on Reddit. I bet you can find their names on Reddit easily. Yeah. Reddit's like a deep, dark hole of information.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can go on there. Like, if you're looking for something in a court document, you could go on there and find, like, if you type it in, you could go on there and find like the exact page. Obviously, you can't research on there because some stuff's a load of shit.
Yeah.
But you could go on there and be like, right, I want the court documents to blah, blah, blah case. And you can find the exact page you're looking for. Like, people on there, some, like, I think all power to you. If you can't solve a case, put it on Reddit.
Yeah.
Because some people are amazing on there, really amazing.
I think I've said this before on the podcast. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a bit of a controversial opinion. But I think the paedophiles in that have gone, because there have been them where they've gone, look, I can't stop doing this. I want to be chemically castrated. I want to be put away. You need to stop me doing this. Them, I don't know if it's more like they can be rehabilitated, but they are trying not to.
Yeah, they know that they can't, like,
control it.
If you look into paedophiles and the research that they've done, it is such a compulsion for them that they can't stop it. Mm. So they try, but at some point they break, even if it's just looking at child porn online, child porn videos, you know, they might not go on
to
offend.
Sometimes it's adults, but dressed in schoolgirls.
Yeah.
It's a slippery slope down to...
Yeah, I've always found it weird, like, not that I should be talking about a sex life on here, but like, and my husband never actually asked me to do it, but like guys would be like, oh, dress up as a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I'm like, absolutely fucking not.
No.
Like, no.
No, I'm a bloody woman.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not dressed up as a schoolgirl.
Yeah, I mean, if you like that kind of thing, like, we're just like not, try not to judge you. But no, we're not judging. Like, whatever your kink is, happy days to you. But I'm with you on that. When that to me is like,
yeah. Why would you want to dress up as? Why would you want me as a schoolgirl?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on in your head?
Yeah.
Nurses, I can
get on board with that.
Like, nuns, whatever, weirdos.
Float your boat.
But schoolgirls, no, not for me. No, thank you.
The thing is, I think with a schoolgirl, if somebody said, there are men in, well, not men, actually, women too, but people that want to be treated as babies.
Yeah, that's just fucking weird.
Yeah, I again, if that's your kink, I'm sorry. But I can't, my brain can't cope with that. No,
I know. Have you seen them?
Maybe it's because we do too much cases like this and it's just...
Everything we think of is bad.
Yeah, basically.
Sorry, I've got a really sore throat. Yeah, everything we think of is bad. Yeah, I think. Yeah. So, like,
anything we're told, we like try and commit. Like, is that a crime case?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, you told me you went to the shops at 10:05, but actually your Google Maps says 10:30, so you're a liar.
I do it. I'm not even joking. I'm walking or driving wherever, and I walk past something and it just seems a bit off to me, and I'm like looking at the time, and like, it's 10:35, exactly.
Got it.
I do it all the time. I've never actually, but generally I've never had anything where that's been useful, apart from once when there was murder up the road from me. But even then, like,
you didn't do anything about it.
No, I didn't, because I didn't know. I didn't think it was important.
You always fear the worst.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if you get it wrong, you get it wrong. Who cares? If someone was in their house being abused and you called the police and they were like, they might not be happy about it as such, but you've done your bit. And it's up to them what they want to do. And but you might have saved their life. You don't know.
No, I agree. So sorry if we've offended anyone, but that's just how we feel.
Sorry, I'm having a drink. My throat's really sore. Everyone just have to excuse me. Yeah, we don't care if we've offended you. If you want to dress up as a schoolgirl, you're fucking weird. So anyway.
Sorry, Brittany.
Yeah, literally.
We support you, actually. But
yeah, oh my God, I love Brittany. Brittany rocks, literally. I follow her on Instagram. She's just nutter. Right, so Carson told police. Oh, hold on. So I've just jumped straight in here.
Right.
Right, anyway, let's go back. So like we said, if he had been tried as a child, his records could have been sealed, and we're like, absolutely not. So anyway, the judge was like, absolutely not. We're going to try you as an adult and we're going to put your name out there. So his name was Carson Berger. So Carson told the police that he wanted to kill Lily. He planned to kill her. Okay. Oh, so he went out on his hoverboard when Lily left home. Well, left her, you know.
That's such a kid thing to do. And then he done this horrendous, monstrous, like. Ugh.
I know, exactly. He sort of coaxed her to go the long way round.
Right.
And you know, she's young and he's older, and I feel like even though he said these things to her before, he's like, oh, let's go this way, it'll be fun. Yeah. You know, so easy.
And I would imagine, having said those things to her, there's also like an element of fear there, where, oh, do what he says because he might hit me if
and
I don't.
He's a lot bigger than her. Like, he's not fat, but you know.
If you look at, I've got a 14-year-old son. If you look at him compared to my 10-year-old,
it's a massive
difference.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Even if I look at Jazz and Finn, like, it's a huge difference.
Can I just say before we carry on, well done to the judge, because I think in this case it was, this had to be the way it was.
I know, yeah, exactly. This judge rocks, basically. Yeah. So, yeah, so he left, they both left home at the same time. They came to the woods. He asked Lily if she wanted to go in and explore. Now, I imagine they had done this before, so for her this was sort of normal.
Mm. So they left at the same time. I'm wondering if that's why the police and that had an inkling, and that's how it came so fast, because they knew.
Yeah, and he was so open about it as well. He didn't sit there and say, no, I don't know.
I'm not sure where she is. He's like, yeah, boom.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what police want. This is great for police. It's like,
but still, I mean, it's sad when it happens to anyone, by anyone. But a 14-year-old, like...
I know, and I don't know who was in when he was being questioned, because he could have been questioned on his own. Now, that will come back to probably bite them in the ass if he was, because
it would be they coaxed him, they done this, they done that. Yeah,
exactly. And he was
younger, he was afraid,
he didn't have an appropriate adult, you know.
Oh God, I hope somebody was in with him.
I know, so do I, because this could ruin it. Or even though he's been charged, they could obviously appeal on these grounds, you know. Well, I think they can. I'm 99% sure.
God, they can find anything, can't they?
Uh-huh. So anyway, they went into the woods to explore. Now, I imagine, like I said, that they'd done this numerous times, so it's, you know, normal for Lily. I also want people to realise, to anyone that saw them, as they were just two kids playing. Yeah. So, you know, you wouldn't
think
anything.
If I saw that, I think it was a brother and a sister or something like that. Yeah. I wouldn't immediately think, oh, there's going to be a murder.
No, exactly. And I can't imagine he was like, come to the woods with me. I imagine he made it quite fun. So you could hear him laughing and joking. You know,
she may have even had a false sense of security, because that, oh, this cousin that's usually horrible to me is being really nice.
Exactly. So he said to the police, after They got into the woods literally as soon as straight away, pretty much. He like I said, he hit her with the stick, he punched her, he strangled her. After that, he had sex with her. When he had finished, he said he went home as something spooked him. Something like, spooked something, him.
I just need a minute. Like, there's too much, too much.
He then changed his clothes and showered. So
he even had the sense to do, like...
But what gets me is the way you said something spooked him. Not the fact that you've just killed somebody and had sex with them.
Yeah, it was something about getting caught. Am I right? Is that something spooked him?
I feel like spooked him would be like he heard a noise and freaked out. Like, oh my God, he's in the woods. That
could be that too, yeah.
Because he's only...
But then that could also lead into getting caught. Like, somebody's going to see me doing this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's, I feel like I just need 2 minutes of silence to cope with all this information.
It's so awful, I know. When people started looking for Lily, Carson started to panic and he went back to Lily's body,
right.
Moved her and covered her with leaves.
Right.
So not only has he killed her and had sex with her dead body, he's then gone back and moved her body. Mm. And I imagine to check if she was dead personally, but...
Right.
I don't know for sure. He didn't say that. And I feel like he's being quite open, so.
Yeah.
And then he covered her with leaves.
Also, like, I know we do a true crime podcast, so maybe we're part of the problem. But he'd obviously seen this somewhere. Like, he's sophisticated enough to know, oh, crap, people are looking for her. I got to hide her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is so scary.
But he's also young enough to think that if I just cover her with branches, she won't be found.
So there is a level of sophistication, although it's very low.
Yeah.
But just the fact that that was a thought, just the fact of murder was a thought, I don't even know what I'm saying, ignore me.
Obviously, there would have been DNA on her body, he would have got caught. Mm-hmm. But his DNA wouldn't have been, unless he's been arrested before, which I don't think he's had, his DNA wouldn't have been in the system.
In the system,
so
no.
They would have just been running it. It would have took till he got, unless they had an inkling about him, maybe they could have taken his DNA if he would have said yes.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to say yes.
Yeah.
So it would have took so long for them to find.
He'd have to commit another crime for it to come. Although, if they tested relatives and that's another way of...
But that is so hard to do. Like, it's so much money that some police forces haven't got the money to do it because it is expensive.
This just puts the fear of God at me. It really does, that he's so young.
But I love the fact that, like, I'm well into that. I read so much on it, like, the genealogy, the way that they can track, you know, your sister's cousin's auntie.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
I think everybody should give their DNA.
Yeah.
Everybody should. Just send it off. Because I tell you what, if my... great-great-granddad was a serial killer, I'd want to know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and if one of my family members was going off killing people, I'd want them arrested.
Yeah.
You know, I
agree. And I know that it's not everyone feels that way, but I'm on it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So when Lily's autopsy was done, so again, if this is going to be a bit sensitive, skip forward a little bit. When Lily's autopsy was done, she was found to have blunt force trauma to her face, which makes... You know, he hit with a stick, you know, we know that.
Yeah.
Bite marks on her bottom, her vagina was split.
Oh, shit.
Now, I haven't really touched on Carson, his life and things like that, but his mother, Laurie Davis, and his dad, Adam Berger, both do drugs, and it's believed that Carson did them, and they both had a toxic relationship. So we all know, obviously, toxic relationships and children do not mix.
No.
They learn from you.
I wonder what age they were introducing him, like not just seeing the drugs, like letting him
I imagine
partake.
From a very young age, from I bet that's all he remembers is drugs.
So it's not a massive leap, although it's unusual and whatnot, but it's not a massive leap to see how he got there.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And also as well, obviously I don't know what drugs he was doing. I don't know. But
and it's not just the drugs. If he was in that, what was he watching? What kind of porn was he watching? Because you guarantee there's got to be something.
You can get anything on the internet nowadays.
Yeah.
You just go on Pornhub. Do you know what I mean? You type in anything on there.
When we were younger, it was like you had to have a friend who had a dad that had it hidden that you'd watch when they were out.
Yeah.
It's not that way anymore. You just a few clicks
and you'd
all
sit there and watch it, like, how weird.
Yeah, and you'd watch it with a group of 10 of you, like, oh my God.
I didn't think we ever watched porn, did we?
Me and you didn't, but I did with somebody that we know.
Did you?
Yeah, it was the first time I ever saw it. I was about 14.
Yeah. I never really did it. I feel like it never really interested me. No, ever. Really.
All my porn experiences when I was sort of a teen were watching something dodgy that belonged to a dad of a friend.
I didn't have that, so I'm all right. I skipped that part, so I'm okay. So and I'm not making excuses for Carson. He did such an evil thing. Yeah. But I do believe his upbringing
contributed to it. Oh, for sure.
I do. Nature, nurture, all of that is all mixed in as one big pot of shit, basically.
See, I'm not on either side of that. I'm not nature or nurture. It is. I think it's a amalgamation of all of it.
Yeah, it is. Nature. I don't care what anyone says. You learn from what you see, and as soon as you're in that womb, you're getting your mother's feelings and brain. You know, so much goes on. They know from tests. Tests and stuff are amazing nowadays, and they know straight from sort of when your baby's a couple of weeks old, just getting your brain signals down.
But there are, you know, there definitely is something to be said for mental illnesses and stuff that are, you know, it is something that, you know, there's no reason for it. Sometimes it's just you get this mental illness for whatever, and that can help, not help, but that can aid stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's not always nurture.
But
I do, I always think, generally it's half and half, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And what you see around you, who you mix with around you, is has a massive impact on your life, you know. And people can choose to go one way or the other, and some people choose the bad route, and he obviously did. So Adam Carlson's dad was a twat, basically. Right. He was arrested for drugs. And on his phone, they found 10 images of underage girls that he had commented disgusting things on. Adam Berger.
So in my head, obviously it's not, I don't know if this is fact because I don't know this case until you said it. But in my head, I'm thinking that Carson has been shown this kind of stuff.
And also as well, I mean, my kids go on my phone all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, someone will text me and I'm like, I'll text them back. And anything that's on my phone, you know, you can have a look through. I don't care. I've got nothing on my phone to hide.
Yeah.
Might come across a few pictures of my new tits. But... you know? So anyway, so he was arrested. Adam went to jail in 2018 for the images. He was sharing and receiving images. So he's just a top fucking twat.
Well done.
He was jailed for 3 years.
That's another bloody issue, isn't it?
Wait. Let's just unpick this. So you've got paedophiles that go out and target children, and they get a slap on the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got him that he was obviously targeting children. He was sharing pictures. He did get 3 years. And although 3 years is absolutely shit for what he done, he still did go to prison.
Yeah, which is something, because quite often they don't. But 3 years isn't enough.
I know.
It was something on our group the other day. They were saying, what was it? Somebody made a really good point, and it was, I wish I could remember.
Was it about the body cameras?
No, yeah. It was somebody done something.
Somebody
done something, but it wasn't child porn or anything like that. It was something silly, and they got a lot of time. And then there was another person that murdered a child
Just go back to the Star Hobson case.
Well, yeah. Done something to a child and they got 22 months.
It's ridiculous.
And she was like, are you fucking joking me? And I was like, no, I totally agree.
Yeah, it's absolutely diabolical. I don't understand how they sentence paedophiles. They've got this little booklet, I reckon, and they're like, nah, you know, they're all right on the streets. Don't worry about them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he was in a halfway house on parole and on the sex offenders register. He was visiting Carson in prison, and he said he is worried about his son's mental health.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Lovely. Yes. Was he seeing Carson after he was out of prison?
Yeah, he was. So this is when Carson was in prison. He was on parole
and then he got out and Carson was already in prison.
Yeah, so
right.
He was seeing him in prison. I imagine they wouldn't have gone to the same prison. I mean, I don't know, but I imagine they wouldn't have done, but they could have done. But then it might have been not
I know
the
it's
same
the
way.
Age, but is it not a sex offender visiting another sex offender? Is that right?
Well, it's his dad, isn't it?
So. I do know that, but at the end of the day, they are two sex offenders.
I know. Well, I put this, I said, you know, I get you, you're his dad, and as a parent, it's your job to make them, you know, feel safe and secure, and you forgive your children. But
do they not give up that right? I don't know. Oh, I'm so back and forth on this.
It's difficult.
He's murdered a young girl and assaulted her in the worst way. Does that not give up his right to feel comfortable and supported.
Oh, yeah, 100%. He's in prison. Like, prison's not, well, it is a picnic, but, you know, prison's not supposed to be a picnic. You're in big boy's prison because you were a big boy.
Yeah,
you decided to be a big boy crime. Yeah, exactly. You know, you didn't go and rob some sweets from a shop.
No.
You know? And the thing is, as well, is this so difficult because I know my children could do anything and I might not forgive them, but I would always be there for them because that's what you do as a mother. Yeah. But, you know, I wouldn't...
Was this fucking parent when actually it counted? And
the problem is, right, is they were both drug addicts. They drugs were in the home. Not that I'm blaming her dad in any way because he's blameless in this, but did he not realise that she's going over to that house and there's drugs and it's just not the best environment for a child to be in?
Yeah. It's difficult though, isn't it? Because sometimes it's family and you want to think the best of it. There's been situations in my family where, you know, my son likes going somewhere and it, although I know he's taken care of and there's nothing like this going on, I just don't agree. Like, the parenting skills there are mine are completely like on polar opposites.
But you've done something about it. You haven't just let him go over there.
No, but he has been over there, although I'm ringing him and making him come home and stuff. I did let that happen. And like I said, it was nothing like this. It really, really wasn't. It was more just a difference in parenting.
Yeah.
But because it was family, it was really, really hard.
Yeah, I know. I'm not blaming our dad in any way. He was blameless. You know, you put your trust, like you're saying, in family members. You think that they look after your children like you would.
Even if they're not the same as you, they've got their best interests at heart. Yeah. You just trust that.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe there was nothing that could have been done. You know, he was going to do this. He had it in his head and that's what he was going to do at some point. She's walking back and forth to the house with no parent. I mean, at the end of the day, she's 10 years old. Why is she
wandering
the streets?
How far is it? Do we know?
Oh, I don't know. It would take her about 10 minutes on her bike.
So that's considerable. I would not let my 10-year-old do that. Like I said, no offence if you do, but for me, that's too much.
I wouldn't either. I mean, my son decided to sneak off to a bigger park, you know, like...
Yeah.
It's probably about 5 minutes on his bike, and I hit the roof because he had to go uptown. It's like, we only live in a little town, but
town is literally 2 minutes up the road.
Yeah, but he had to go uptown, and it's busy up there, and there's cars, like, and then he had to go down a little side street, and he's in this big park where I know there's drugs and stuff. Like, absolutely not. I said, you can go there. You can ride in front of me or behind me with your friends. I will go down to the park with my little girl. I'll be there. I won't talk to you, but I'll be in that park.
So if something happens, you're there.
Yeah, I'm not letting him go down there on his own. Absolutely frigging not. I have to let my daughter because she's older.
Yeah.
I have to. Loosen
the reins at some point.
Yeah, exactly. But I know for a fact that if she did anything, she would tell me because that's just the way she is.
That is the way she is.
So I'm quite lucky. I mean, obviously, she probably has got secrets she hasn't told me. But I'm quite lucky that she will just tell me.
Big things. The thing with yours is big things she can't keep to herself. She just can't.
No, exactly. So I'm lucky in that respect. But obviously, if she ever told me she did drugs, I mean, I'd cry. But, you know, that's... Kids
You'd have to be like, wait there for a moment, go off and like freak out for 10 minutes and then come.
Head.
Yeah. Then come back and be cool, calm and collected.
And then let me ring Frank and then I'll come back. Anyway, so so this, you know, he was worried about him being in prison. I don't even think Adam is the sort of man to even care about what he'd done, the crime he'd done.
I feel like it's a bonding moment for them. Maybe it's not. Maybe that's just in my head, but I feel like it's too.
Yeah. Carson's grandmother said that Laurie was an awful mother and Carson was never happy in her care. He was a lot closer to his dad. And when his dad, Adam, was convicted, Carson went downhill. Laurie also had arrests on her record for drug charges and battery charges. Laurie was dating a man called John at the time. He wasn't the full ticket as well. And I think Carson had a lot going on in his little life. You know, the day he killed Lily, his role models weren't the best role models.
God, that's an understatement.
Carson Peters Berger is now incarcerated at Northwest Regional Juvenile Detention Center in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So even though he is detained, the court are yet to give a sentence. Apparently they have more witnesses to come forward, so they obviously are trying to get it all together. So at the moment, realistically, he is innocent till proven guilty. But I think with his confession, and I think with DNA. They, you know, they would get all of that. He, you know,
and like you said, they were trying to do it as a juvenile, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And I think they are probably still fighting for that. But he will face. He is basically facing a life sentence now. Obviously, that's up to the jury to decide.
Yeah,
what they'll give him. But we will continue to cover it when we have more information. But this case come up, and I was just like,
holy moly.
Her little face, she's just so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know anyone else that's covered it. And I was like, oh, she's so sweet. Like, she deserves to be remembered.
Yeah.
Not, he deserves to be outed as such a monster. Yeah. And his dad and his fucking mum.
Yeah, they all deserve it, because if they weren't so bad, would it have been as it was?
Exactly. I mean, you never know. Would he have done this if he'd had better parenting?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're saying, oh, would he have done it if his dad didn't go to prison? Oh my god.
I don't think it's just the prison. It's
it's lifestyle.
It's lifestyle. It's what the dad went to prison for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going to prison because you stole something doesn't particularly breed paedophiles.
No.
Well, not here. I know he's yet too young to be, but you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the just the whole situation, isn't it?
Exactly. But anyway, Lily, like I said at the start, she was beautiful, she was funny, she was caring. Everybody loved her, basically.
She had a life ahead of her.
Yeah, and she was 10 years old. She, you know, she could have done anything with her life.
Yeah.
And I do feel so, so sorry for her dad.
Yeah.
He must be in such a crap situation at the moment. Yeah. You know, but anyway, so like I said, we'll keep everybody updated on his sentencing when we find out, or if anyone finds out before us, post it on the group.
Yeah.
I'll be on Facebook, Trust in Evil, on Instagram, Trust in Evil, on TikTok, Trust in Evil, and also go and leave us a 5-star review because we fucking need it.
Yeah, we need it. Right, we're not going to beg or anything, but please!
Please, please leave us a 5-star review. But anyway, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye-bye. Bye.